Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Donald Hildenbrand?
This is him.
Hello, thank you. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Well, let's see. I'm a lifetime member now.
Okay. And do you have an estimate of how many years?
Probably about 65.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it tile setter, mason helper or finisher? Stone mason,
bricklayer.
We have two definitions. We have refractory bricklayer and bricklayer.
Bricklayer.
Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journeyman, or level mechanic, a foreman?
Journeyman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
No, I'm retired.
Oh, okay.
I'm 78. I'm not going to work anymore.
Oh, okay. Yes, I imagine. Now, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I live down in Florida now, so there's a bunch of houses and stuff.
Okay.
I mean,
so
I'd say there's probably more going up right now.
Okay. Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
Well, down here in Florida, there's probably less union.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, there should be more. They really need to come down here and organize the union better than what it is.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
As a what?
As a job steward.
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Probably about the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Well, I'm on Social Security, so mine's going to stay about the same.
Okay. Thank you. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
I don't have any safety concerns because I'm not working.
But
I'd say down here, one of the main things would probably be language barrier.
Okay. Thank you very much. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you very much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Last 12 months, never. I'm not working.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The current list is Friends and Neighbors, Cable News, Print or Online Newspapers, Local TV News Programming, Radio, or the Internet or Social Media. Now with this
cable
list,
news.
The Cable News would be the first one?
Yeah.
What about the second one? Because we do need for you to rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from.
Okay, the first one would be the cable news.
The second one?
What was the other ones?
Friends and Neighbors, Print or Online Newspapers, Local TV News Programming, Radio, or the Internet or Social Media?
Let's go with Local News.
Local News. What would be the third most likely source to get your news from? Friends and Neighbors, Print or Online Newspapers, Radio, the Internet or Social Media?
Social media.
That would be the third. What about the fourth? What would be the most likely source to get your news from? Friends and Neighbors, Print or Online Newspapers, or Radio?
Radio.
And the fifth one? Friends and Neighbors, or Print or Online Newspapers, which is most likely to get your news from?
Friends and Neighbors.
Thank you. So last one would be Print or Online Newspapers. So what we have is, first, Cable News, second, Local TV News Programming, third, the Internet or Social Media, fourth, Radio, fifth, Friends and Neighbors, and sixth, Print or Online Newspapers.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, which cable network is your preferred news source? Is it CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, or another news channel?
CNN.
Thank you. And which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Foreign policy, jobs and the economy, healthcare, education, support for labor unions, immigration, the environment, or something else?
Immigration.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I haven't heard anything about it.
Okay, that's fine.
I haven't heard anything.
Thank you. As you may know, that the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
I think the federal elected officials should support it.
And would that be very important for you, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all?
It's very important.
Very important. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrats.
Thank you. And now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
United Auto Workers.
Now, do you support them somewhat more or much more?
I support them much more.
Thank you very much. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall?
Approve.
And is that approved strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about of the job that he has done on the economy?
He's trying, if we can get these Republicans to come around.
So do you approve it or disapprove it?
Approve it.
Approve it. And is strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions?
I approve it.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about on the job that he has done on foreign affairs?
I approve it.
And do you strongly approve it or somewhat approve it?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about on the job that he has done on healthcare?
I approve it.
Strongly approve it or somewhat approve it?
Strongly.
And finally, what is the do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on immigration?
I'm about in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm. The options that we have is somewhat approve and
somewhat approve it.
Okay.
I somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling this job?
No, I disapprove.
And do you strongly disapprove it or somewhat disapprove it?
I strongly disapprove the way the Republicans are handling Congress right now. We can't even get a Speaker of the House.
Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I will vote.
Thank you. And the options that we have is almost certain and probably.
Yes.
Which one?
Certain.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
It wouldn't affect me. Mm-hmm. Being I'm retired, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that for the purpose of the question, would that be a yes or a no? That you
I'm going to go ahead and say yes. I can keep up on it that way.
Okay, thank you. Turning back on BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I really don't know because I haven't been out in the workforce anymore.
Okay.
I would say, I know down here, it's in Florida, it's not very good.
Mm-hmm. So how would you, based on observation, how would you rate it, just fair or poor?
I would say it's probably fair.
Thank you.
I don't know how many union there are down here anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Because I was already retired when I moved.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's really difficult to get a feel of that, I guess. Now, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you rate it as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair. One thing I'd like to see them do is give us a raise on our pensions.
Well, you can...
I mean, once you retire, you're locked there for life.
Yeah. Well, the next question is an open-ended question. So I just wanted to take a second to thank you for your patience. But also, how could the union best improve its representation and service? So go ahead and tell me about that race. I can type the answer for you.
Okay. Well, when I retired, I got $1,245 a month, and that was back when I was 62, and now I'm 78, and I'm getting the $1,245 yet. I'm not getting anything. I know that's what I've paid. That's all I can get out of them. I don't know what to do to get stay up with the cost of living anyway or something.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned something about that you retired with how much percentage?
I get $1,200 a month.
And okay, because what I got was I would like to get a raise in retirement.
Yes.
In retirement.
Everybody would, I guess.
Okay, so in the retirement checks, what do you mean? Because we do have to be specific about how could the union best improve its representation in service. So I have, I would like to get a raise in the retirement checks.
Yeah.
Or the overall, okay. Because the next one is, because I retire with $12,000 a month, and I'm not getting anything. That's what I got.
No, I get $1,200 a month.
$1,200.
Yeah. If I get $12,000 a month, man, I'd be sitting pretty.
Yeah. Okay, so what I got is, I would like to get a raise in the retirement checks because I retired with $1,200 a month, so I'm not getting anything. Is that okay, or would you like to change it?
I wouldn't put I'm not getting anything. We're just okay. Not getting any raises with it as the years go on.
And,
I know it's not going to affect me, but it would younger guys retiring.
And he raises as the year go on. So because I retire with $1,200 a month and I'm not getting any raises as the years go on.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
I really think they need to go around and get more, from what I've seen down here, they need to organize more.
Okay.
And get the retirees more money if possible. Listen, I'm going to have to get off of here because I've got supper going.
We are almost done. We're almost done. This was the last open-ended question. So what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it from union meetings, job site, email, mail, text messages?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are most important to the BAC? Never once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
About four or more times a year.
Thank you. And now these last few questions are just for statistical purposes. We're at 90, but they go flying by. So, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong one.
And what? And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
What is my race?
Your race.
I'm white.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Don. Donald.
Okay. Thank you very much. And you're free to go, sir. But I thank
okay.
you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful
okay,
day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye.